Chattanooga-based company Sensicom produces a variety of weighted blankets in their office warehouse. Weighted blankets are said to have a therapeutic use for those with ADHD, sensory processing disorder, or autism.
Okay, so this is a medium blanket with ocean fabric. That's right up here. And I line the fabric up and roll it out to check it for flaws. Yeah, we have a flaw there.
That's Rose. She's been with Sensicom since October, and although she effortlessly checks for flaws in the fabric, her job at Sensicom does come with some difficulties. Rose has Asperger's syndrome, an autism spectrum disorder. People with Asperger's can have difficulties with social interaction and understanding social cues and mannerisms.
It's taken me time to learn the social cues. I've been very fortunate to be able to observe a lot, to watch other people doing the same job that I do, and then seeing how they do it, and then I can pick up their mannerisms or their phrases even as I need them.
She doesn't get jokes.
Donna Chambers, business owner of Sensicom and Rose's boss, describes some of the complications with employing someone on the spectrum.
Brought in these little mustaches on a little stick thing and gave them to him one day as a joke, and you know, everybody was playing with them, and I gave Rose hers, and she looked at me and goes, "What do I want this on my table for?" She's an amazing employee. I mean, her benefits far outweigh, you know, anything like that. And those are just so small. Really, everybody has things that we work around. Every one of the employees do.
Despite her Asperger's, Rose has made what's called the transition into adulthood, an important step for individuals on the autism spectrum. This transition occurs after high school, when someone on the spectrum must get a job, enroll in secondary education, or live by oneself. However, studies show that young adults with autism face more difficulties transitioning than individuals with other disabilities. 1 in 3 autistic young adults actually lack a job.
Some of it is working with the individual, but also working with family members to prepare them for the transition from high school to living independently or to going to college.
Alice Benson is a clinical social worker at the Chattanooga Autism Center. She provides training to adults with autism and Asperger's, helping her clients make the transition into the workforce. Using role play, Alice educates the importance of making eye contact and small chat with employers, because social gestures are often missed by people on the spectrum.
Sometimes using video self-modeling is a good way so they can review the tape and see themselves during the interview, the mock interview, and we can talk about their interactions and their body language and how to change that to have a better first impression, which is very important.
There's no particular job that works best for people on the autism spectrum. However, jobs with routine and little to no social contact seem to work best.
Some of the ideal workplace environments are situations where the boss understands and knows that the person has Asperger's or at least some difficulties in communication or with social skills with colleagues. A quiet environment is ideal, type of setting where they're not required to do a lot of teamwork necessarily. They can work independently, where there's attention to detail that's needed.
Another obstacle employees with autism or Asperger's may face is coworkers who may not understand the intricacies of the disorder.
What I deal with in treatment is oftentimes where it's most difficult for the person with Asperger's, it's in break room kinds of situations or when chit-chat or is involved, where it's not related to the job specifically, but where you're having to spend time just in casual conversation. And that's where more problems tend to come up because those are uncomfortable conversations for somebody with Asperger's.
Rose describes a meeting she had recently with fellow individuals on the spectrum about the topic of chit-chatting between coworkers.
One of the men there said, "Well, I mean, it seems like I'd be more productive if I didn't spend all this time chit-chatting." Most of us could relate. But then at the same time, the person who was leading it said that, yes, but chit-chatting with people is one of the things that shows you're a team player. And that's what employers are looking for. I think the first thing is just understanding that this person has some trouble with some of these things and not making a huge deal out of it. Even just learning to overlook some of the minor social gaffes that are a part of being on the spectrum.
Mary Ogle believes most difficulties of employing someone on the spectrum can be fixed with only a few minor adjustments.
It's So we have here at A New Leaf, we have a small room, and it has different lighting. It has some music in the background. The walls have a different texture on them. We didn't spend a lot of money on this room, and it's not very big. But it's enough that it when a person with autism is having, you know, what we call a meltdown or having a problem adjusting to something, they can go in this room, and because of the different textures on the walls or the different lightings, they're able to get adjusted.
Ogle is the CEO of A New Leaf in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a greenhouse that largely employs individuals with disabilities from Down syndrome to autism.
Some of our autistic individuals are very good at, for instance, transplanting. So we transplant hundreds of plants every day from a 2-inch pod to a 4-inch pod or from a seedling to a larger pod. People with autism love that task because they can do it over and over and over again, and it's the same task. But then we have other autistic individuals who don't like the feel of soil. So we put them to work in other parts of our company. For instance, they might like to do the housekeeping.
Mary Ogle of A New Leaf boasts of a few successes. She's seen autistic employees work as a team and with cash registers.
That's really important because they're going to need to work on a team in a company that doesn't specialize in this like we do. We think it's such a success rate for us that we've been able to integrate our clients with autism to work right alongside our clients without autism.
Within the next 10 years, it is said that over 500,000 children with autism will reach adulthood. And studies have shown that lifetime costs for someone with autism is $2.3 million. Mary Ogle says autistic adults transitioning to an independent living actually helps the country, since they'll no longer be dependent on services provided by the government.
We would not be a great country or country of opportunity if we didn't find a place for people with autism to work or to be active members of society.
As for Rose at Sensicom, she's content at her current job.
The fabric, the weight, and the order number, and I put that on top.
They also see that I'm a real hard worker, that I'm not wasting time, that I'm honest. Those are common qualities for people with Asperger's, and they're things that employers really value.
No, I can focus pretty well.
Rose tells me that when she was originally diagnosed with Asperger's, they thought she'd never be able to work with people because she wouldn't be good enough. But as employers begin to understand the complexities of autism, that doesn't seem to be the case.
No, it's kind of nice to have people around.
For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.